Our family.
Hello and welcome to our family podcast. Today we feature our amazing and inspirational patient, Elit. 10 years ago, Elit started her journey to become a parent. Although initially with another clinic, Elit moved to Harley Street Fertility Clinic because of its caring and professional reputation. The journey was not an easy one, and among the challenges that Elit had to face were failed IVF cycles, 10 of them, which didn't stop Elit in believing in her dream of becoming a parent. Now Elit has a 4-year-old boy, Francis, and a few weeks old baby girl, Rose. Elit told us her story so other women are encouraged and inspired by her experience. Listen to Elit's story on a telephone conversation.
Our family.
Basically, we must have been trying for about, 5 years or something for Francis. And we did lots and lots of IVF, which didn't work. And then we ended up going down a more natural route, so we had to kind of change the whole tact, really. I'd got to the point where I just felt that the IVF just wasn't going to work.
Okay.
And, you know, after each failure, it's really, really hard to kind of pick yourself back up and try again, but I was just so determined to, you know, for it to work. I couldn't let myself completely give up hope, although you do feel very much like that immediately after it's all, it hasn't worked. And I actually, to give myself another focus while I was going through all this, I started a part-time degree. Felt like, you know, even when the IVF wasn't working, there was something else that was within my control that was.
Yes.
So yeah, I find that massively helpful at helping me to kind of get through it. And then when we had Francis, we were obviously absolutely over the moon. And that he actually came on just our second try of IUI after having had 10 failures of IVF.
Okay.
With Francis, it was really just like the miracle baby of whether actually the IUI might work again. So I came at it with a kind of not great hope or expectations, just had to try and see whether or not it would work, and it was going to be the icing on the cake, I suppose, because at least, you know, at least we had Francis. And then with Rose, we had about, I think on our fourth try of IUI, we had a pregnancy, and unfortunately we then lost it, we found out at the 12-week scan.
Okay.
And then 2 more tries later and we had Rose.
Did you do a degree this time as well?
well, kind of. The degree that I did led me into doing a PhD and changing my career.
Oh, really?
So I'm doing a PhD at the moment, yeah.
What subject are you doing?
It's environmental science, so I'm studying the environmental benefits of planting trees, basically, for climate change mitigation. You know, when you really want it, it's just so important to try and pick yourself up and work hard at trying to stay positive, because it's really easy to let it get you down. And
yes.
You play mind games on yourself, but I feel like if you can stay positive and you can kind of keep a feeling of kind of love inside then actually it helps with the process and it helps your body, I think.
Yeah.
Be more open to conceiving, but it's freaking hard. But I started my treatment in a different clinic for a short period of time, and it was a really bad experience. They didn't seem to have a kind of individual. You weren't an individual. It just felt like you were a number. And when I came to Harley Street, they really treated you like an individual, and they treat you like an intelligent person as well. They don't just, you know, they tell you what's going on, and they'll, and Dr. Venkat was always really kind of open and has time for you, and all the nurses are, you know, they're fantastic. They really seem to care, mm-hmm. and it just makes such a big difference. It really does.
Our family.
What you would advise other women who go through the same, who lose hope?
You know, it's easy to, you know, to hear all the negative stories, but, you know, because these people are Googling things non-stop, mm-hmm. trying to find out other people's experience. And I suppose just, like, my case has got to be one of the worst. You know, I went through 10 IVFs, and there was nothing wrong with me, and we were using healthy, we ended up using donor sperm, so we were using healthy sperm. So there was nothing wrong with me, and we were using healthy sperm, but it just wouldn't work. And I think it was just the stress of it all, and my body was too sensitive. It just didn't want to accept the embryos. Mm. And so actually changing our tactics to going down a much more natural route, where I ended up taking no hormones, no drugs, no nothing. It was just a very straightforward IUI that worked for me. Mm. So I think, you know, just keep the faith, and you just need to kind of believe that it will work. And you know, when people really know that they've come to the end of the line, they'll know. But if you really still want it and you're not ready to give up, do everything you can to make sure your body is healthy and feeling as best as it can before you try or when you try. It's just really hard, but you know that it can happen. I could easily have given up after 5 IVFs or even 10 IVFs, but I didn't, and it's the best the best decision, you know, I could have made.
This is the end of today's podcast featuring Elit Foster, our beloved family member. We would like to thank Elit for sharing her story with us, and we wish her all the best with her PhD studies while having two beautiful children, Francis and baby Rose, that Harley's Respiratory Clinic helped create. We hope you were inspired by her amazing story on becoming a parent. If you'd like to be featured in our podcast, please let us know by sending an email to info@hsfc.org.uk. Interview and audio editing, Delia Coral, a podcast by Delia Coral.
Our family.